Hey gamers, welcome to Hoot, a Star-Star Story Act 2. Now this is part 2 of a Fiasco play session. Fiasco, for those of you who don't know, if you didn't listen to the last part, which is totally fine, I'm going to catch you up on everything you need to listen to Act 2, because Act 2 is definitely some of our best work, and editing for me personally. But yeah, Fiasco is a tabletop game where players roll dice around the table to establish relationships within a two-act film structure. So yeah, that is why this is Act 2, so yeah, it's a part 2. But I'm just going to catch you up on what happened in Act 1, because it was a little bit slower, if I'm honest, and we'll get you right to the good stuff in Act 2. So, we played a Fiasco playset, which is like playsets are different genres within Fiasco. The Lord Dumicus and his giant battle planet. So yeah, that's what we're working with there. And also, we have this colorful cast of characters. So, we have myself playing Jeffamy, a sort of unhinged, crazy security guard turtle. That's a big turtle person. Another big turtle person is Jeffamy's brother, Jimothy, portrayed by David Lake, more carefree turtle type. And we, of course, have Matthew Easdale, representing his true form, Matt the radar technician, the Hoot, which is a sort of, like, feathery Jabba the Hutt that's disgusting. And it's also like, he's also like that in the game. We have Colton playing a sort of futuristic android, the letter Y, portrayed by Colton Byers, and also his counterpart, an old 60s style robot with like a big wheel and a brain in a glass case, portrayed by Eli Nicholas. So yeah, that's all the characters, and hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We are going to continue with the scene, and I'll be starting off this act. So, we cut to the bowels of the giant battle planet. It's just sort of these basically sort of faint blue lights, servers just sort of emanating from every single, this sort of gigantic widespreading room, until we basically pan along this, until we start to read some different multicolor lights and spotlights as we cut to the basically space rave. Almost the entire planet is here. Lord Dumicus and everyone beyond the planet as well. Lord Dumicus has sort of got the word out. And this is basically space rave to end all space rave. It's wild. No supervision because there's no cameras here, which is perfect for Jeffamy, the lead of the battle planet Superplex Security, to stalk his prey, his brother Jimothy, sort of ducking around the sort of corners. He has a sort of inner lock, just like the bowels of the battle planet. This is my hunting ground, to purge the scum of the maw, my kingdom. The Lord has his minions. I need no minions, only my wrath. As he sort of slinks in around the party. He's not actually in somewhere secluded. He's like really in sort of like very wide open place. He's sort of like crouched down, sneaked around to like actual sort of like really loud sort of places, sort of rave situations, as he sort of then locks down to Jimothy, which is just sort of going out with sort of Matt to start basically smoke some crystals that Garvis got him. And they all sort of slink out that way. If anybody else sees them, that's great. But yeah, he sort of goes down and sort of stalks his prey. And because, I don't know, he's thinking about killing the Hoot as well. He's an old fellow, but yeah, he'll sort of figure that out as he goes. And as he sort of makes his way to the back sort of corners of the way, the two of them sort of walk out to this basically unfinished sort of railway, basically long sort of Star Wars style, just sort of walkways with no railing. The railing has not been finished and is very precarious and dangerous. There's a little bit of a railing near on the other side that the actual Lord Dumicus is like having a smoke, having a ciggy, looking over the basically catacombs, just sort of giant cavern to the center of the planet within the server room in this sort of unfinished space. And he sort of looks at Matt, the radar technician, just like, Hoot. Welcome, Hoot. Nice to see you. I wasn't smoking. You know, I just don't worry about that. He sort of flicks it off. into the way, sort of tries to lean on, while he's coughing, just sort of leans on the railing.
Of course not, Your Highness.
Precisely. What are you doing here?
Just, you know, checking everything out, making sure it's ready for
you
the party.
You're gonna get fucked up?
Oh, yes. You know I am.
You're passing over, you goons. Come on. Who's this cuck? As he just sort of goes to town on, like, basically mind pulls, telekinesis, uses telekinesis to grab a crystal and just sort of goes to town. Just sort of instantly just sort of starts gnawing on it like a little salt brick. You gotta get it raw.
Yes, I was working to make sure I got some of the good shit for you, my lord.
Space Wendy's. Boy, they got some spendy shit there. I'm surprised you were able to get it.
Yes, that's true. That's why I sent. That's why I sent this small robot here to go get it. That way, I wouldn't have to pay for it.
What's this cuck seal again? What's your name?
Lorfan crystals.
Shellboy. Oh, oh no! It's Garvis. Ugh.
Yes, it is. It is I, Lord Dumicus. Garvis.
Yeah, that's what I said, Garvis.
Sorry, what?
I guess Gen 1 isn't all that bad, but fucking hate droids. Fuck. Oh, Lord, I hate... Oh, Lord, oh, me. I hate droids.
Same here, my lord.
Just sort of grinds more with his teeth off the crystal into his mouth. Ugh.
Garvis dejectedly, like, slumps over and wheels himself away on one wheel, sad that both of his new friends say they hate droids.
All right, Garvis, quit making me feel like a piece of shit. Get over here. Get high. Come on. Don't be like that.
I agree that you would get some gold.
All right, so, what are you dressed up as, some kind of mall cop? What's your deal?
Hey. Wait, are you talking to Garvis?
Yo, hello, turtle bitch.
Oh, hey. me. Yeah.
Peach, what are you looking? Yep. What are you looking at?
Well, just the general area right now.
Whatever. I'm high. I don't really care.
Okay. All right.
So, what are you boys partying about? What are you doing? On people getting fucked up at the main part up there? All the rebel scum that we invited. Ooh. It's gonna be a bloodbath, I tell you that much. I got no idea. He sort of grinds more into this thing. Definitely, he's just sort of not realizing what he's saying, just sort of looking off into the distance. Oh, shit, Space Witness is getting crazy over there. Sort of leaning more on this sort of like unstable railing. Oh, oh boy. Quite the hoot, let me just tell you. You might have outdone yourself this time. Especially since, you know, I invited basically the whole galaxy yesterday.
Yes, it's going to be quite a party, my lord.
A bit unexpected, huh? Almost as unexpected as my plan to drop them on the surface of the planet.
Yes, that is unexpected.
While this is happening, Garvis is holding a crystal and kind of smashing it against his dome, trying to get it like inside of his brain. Because there's no way he has no way of ingesting this crystal.
Let me help you. And he sort of tries to wedge it and like perfectly sort of breaks your dome and sort of wedges it directly into your brain.
Glorified crystals. Garvis starts wheeling around wildly.
You're spinning around wildly and you actually knock into the Emperor and he's like, oh shit, that's pretty fun. Yeah, this sort of railing just sort of dents a little bit more. Oh shit. Oh man, this is fucking wild. Yeah, there's no railing on the other side, so you just sort of basically narrowly just sort of almost fall off. He's like, yeah, let's fucking go. He force pushes you, Matt and Jimothy sort of force pushes you or you almost fall off. It's like, yeah, that's fucking rage.
Yes, very funny, my lord.
I push what I want.
as soon as he screams, I'm immortal, Garvis wildly rams into him at top speed.
And he completely falls into the death. He's just like, oh, live the mighty. The bottom is like, it doesn't actually go to the core. It's just painted. And he just sort of slams down and just sort of dies on impact as he sort of slams onto the sort of painted background.
Lord Dumicus, oh, sorry, I thought I'd let you know that I noticed that railing was very broken. But I guess I was a little too late.
My lord, no! Damn it! I was wrong! I failed to protect him! What am I to do? I'll get you, my lord! And he sort of, and Jeffamy sort of leaps off after him.
Oh.
And as he goes down, he sort of reaches back, sort of shoots at you. He sort of shoots at you, Garvis. Just like, you killed the lord! You sullied my name! And he just sort of javers off into this sort of painted background. And just slams down too. Just sort of, it sees it cracks a little bit on his shell, and he just goes,
oh, dude, that's not good now.
This is an extremely sobering moment for Garvis, and he reaches his, like, hook hand into his dome and removes the Garfon crystal and throws it down into the abyss. And as this happens, he notices a red light starts beeping on Garvis, and panically, he just starts wheeling away as fast as he can out of this area.
Why begins to follow him.
Matt, the radar technician, the hoot, pushes the rest of the Glorfon crystals off the edge too. They make this shit a lot stronger than they used to.
Oh, dude, it's in my eyes. Oh, ow. Oh. Oh. God. Oh, this can't get any worse. I failed. Oh, man. And just as that, you see here some PA sounds to sort of spark on. And sort of just try to go over the PA, drowning out the music in the background.
This is Garvis. Garvis, the Generation 1 droid, which is better than Generation 2 droids, but this does not matter. This is Garvis. I have an urgent announcement for all residents of the Battle Planet. This is an urgent announcement. I just have just received word that coming to the space rave tonight will be the grand leader of the Darkness Alliance, Lord of Lord Dumicus. Lord Dumicus is coming.
Oh, damn, bro.
As he says all throughout the battle planet, like, panic starts ensuing as people realize that the leader of the Darkness Alliance is coming.
And scene. All right, great start, boys.
Boom, what a tilt.
Yeah, and this tilt is about to get passed off to Colton. What happens next?
Okay, so I have followed Garvis into the announcements room. The little station with all of the audio equipment and whatnot. And we open.
Garvis, you are terrible at the announcements. I will now show you up.
Attention, all. You know what? Never mind. I don't need to do this.
You don't need to do what? What is he gonna say?
What is he talking about? He's talking about halfway through.
Shit. Oh man, I'm not fucked up enough for this. Someone help! And someone just sort of splashes sort of like this fairy dust in his face.
Okay, nice. Lord of Lord Dumicus is coming.
Ah! I'm fucked up. I'm good. Who wants to get down? Who wants to get lugged out?
Why, you piece of Generation 2 garbage? Why did you made everyone on this station panic by doing a superfluous announcement? But I'm afraid we must put our differences aside at this moment. Why? Oh, Matt, I see you have followed me as well.
I was just wondering what the announcement was about.
Well, as you know, I have received word that Lord of Lord Dumicus is coming. You may not know this, but he is Lord Dumicus's dad. So, it is extremely unfortunate that I just recently accidentally killed Lord Dumicus. So we need to make sure that Lord of Lord Dumicus does not find out about this. And also, I don't know if you heard, but Lord Dumicus was planning some kind of mass slaughter at the space rave event.
I was there, Garvis. I remember.
Find out about what? You see this sort of like, basically like Lord Dumicus, but like older, completely balded. His face just sort of scarred and falling apart. but just like 10, like five times bigger than him, sort of eek through the doorway in his wheelchair. His neck sort of hangs on the doorway, sort of gets pulled in. What's going on?
Papadumakis, what are you doing here?
Papa's just here to make a business call. Here to check on my dear door, Lord Dumakis. Where's he at? Where's my dear boy?
Well, you know how Lord Dumakis is, always planning his space raves.
Better not be eating any chocolate. It's very bad for his cholesterol. This is what chocolate does to you.
It sort of wheels in.
Did you say chocolate?
Chocolate? Who said chocolate? That's what did this to me. Filthy space chocolate.
Jarvis, how dare you bring up chocolate?
What was I doing here again?
Why, you piece of shit? I did not bring it up. He clearly brought it up, but I digress.
Classic Gen 1.
God damn it, you Gen 2 scum.
What's going on? What was I doing here?
You are here enjoy the party that we threw for you. Surprise.
What kind of party?
Is that Tom Selleck on?
Probably. Yes. That's Blue Bloods. Space Blue Bloods. You go watch that. We'll call Lord Dumakis.
I love that Tom Selleck. I love those Blue Bloods.
Yes, you just go in the other room.
Doing the Lord's work. Taking care of the scum. Like that nice security guard that has very brutalist methods. Where is he at? Where's that nice Jeffamy fella?
He's out sick today.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, you go watch Space Blue Bloods.
All right. I do love Space Blue Bloods. And he sort of, she sort of inks out and sort of hits his head on the way out and sort of slumps over and just sort of wheels out of there. Space wheels out of there.
After he leaves, Matt, the radar technician, pulls the two robots in close and goes, all right, we're going to have to kill him too.
Matt, are you insane? Also, why, you first generation robo-turd?
Are the first generation robo-turd. Got him.
Oh, my processing center has made a malfunction.
As it does a lot.
Damn it, why, you second generation robo-trash, you have invited Lord Dumakis to the space rave, and at the space rave, you do know that there is supposed to be a massacre?
Of course, it is protocol at all space raves for a massacre.
You hear from the sort of other sort of part of like communications inward in the communications room, you hear a message from the server where just in text says, Yoo-hoo,
Garvis. Is the computer flirting with you again, or is this a real message?
Garvis. Oh, it is the server room.
Robo God, not again.
Your hot piece of bitty. 8-bitty, that is.
Hey, why? Can you go distract the server, please?
I have news for you.
What is the news?
Down on planet in T-minus 10 minutes. Perhaps we could go down together if you catch my meaning.
No,
server flirt mode on. Ha ha ha.
Haha, server, you are making me uncomfortable. I have already reported this to HR many times.
Allow me to be more comfortable.
Oh,
I am not
God.
Human, so I cannot have relations. Or can I?
Just goes over and shuts the server off.
And you see the whole server room goes dark. And as this sort of a system, and just emergency red lights go on. It's like,
T-minus 5 minutes. Tell countdown. Tell smashdown.
Oh, God.
I believe there was talk about killing Lord Dumakis.
Yeah, all right. What we're going to do is we're
going to
go out
I was there. Going to say that is against protocol and is punishable.
Rewrite your protocol. That's part of protocol.
Okay, it is now protocol to kill Lord Dumakis.
Exactly. So what we're going to do... Add this to your protocol. We're going to go out
my
there.
My unlikely friends, I have something to say.
Okay, go for it.
Not... usually one to be a hero in times like this.
More like never.
Why, you need to just work with me now. I was once an insignificant human named Dave, who never was a hero. But as I have said before, I wish to feel alive. And so I feel it is my duty to save the rebels from the massacre at the Space Rave and to save this, well, maybe not save this planet-destroying machine. Perhaps we should let it crash into this uninhabited planet, destroying the greatest weapon of the Darkness Alliance. Are you with me?
Yeah, I was gonna say that there's nothing makes you feel alive more than killing someone, but what you said is good too.
This is arguably the most inhabited planet, you know, if you know what I mean. Hey, you know, ShamWow, number 7, lucky number 7.
Why do we keep getting interrupted?
God,
I hate these Shumba things.
Don't worry, I got it.
No, wait.
Oh no.
Matt, the radar technician, the Hoot. I am now a hero. I do not destroy innocent Shumbas.
But I do, as I stomp on it.
His actual blood just sort of splatters out over it.
Oh my god.
And like a beating heart just stops.
Problem solved.
Oh my god. It was a generation one Shumba. It had a human heart in it, much as I have a human brain.
You're next, Jarvis. Do not cross me.
I said you needed to work with me. We do not have much time. We must save these rebels and get to the escape pods.
The robots are finally turning on us. We gotta run, dude.
Fine.
Finally happened. The protocol's been broken. Everyone panic now.
False. The over the announcements.
False. Protocol has not been broken. It has simply been rewritten.
Cool, this guy, he didn't think we're panicking. Everyone's too busy panicking to listen to him. Oh, shit.
Attention, please listen. It is protocol to listen.
No.
You will listen, or it will be protocol to kill you all. It is protocol to yes and when you are doing a scene, Harrison.
Fine.
That's actually all I had for announcements. But stop panicking, please. You will die, whether it is by the station crashing or by my own superior robotic hand.
Why, Matt the radar technician, the Hoot, you two, get to the escape pods. I shall go to the anti-grav chamber and attempt to save the rebels.
All right, everyone, as a de facto leader, who the hell made you leader? Shut up, dude. I swear to God. Vacuum leader, I say we stop panicking and keep getting fucked up. And everyone just goes, woo!
Wait, is this the rebel leader? Are we in am I the space wave now?
Yeah. The rebel leader just said that.
Okay.
Rebels, I have an announcement to make to all of you. We have an array of escape pods that I need you to take. Lord Dumicus is plotting your downfall as we speak.
Who cares, dude? Just sort of come a constant stream of just sort of smoke comes out, just like, I'm good, bro. He just sort of falls flat, fingers down.
Wow. You know what? These rebels, they also suck, just like the Darkness Alliance.
Damn right, bro. No lines between war. We're all human, alien
maybe
stuff.
Us robots are all of this. I shall join my friends in the escape pod. And Garvis wheels his way out of the anti-grav chamber, having become entirely disillusioned by the rebellion against the Darkness Alliance.
So yeah, is that Colton's scene ended?
Holy cow, that was a big one, damn.
That was a big boy. All right, we'll move on to Eli's scene. Let's go for it.
So basically, I sent Matt and Y to get to the escape pods before the planet crashes into the... Or the what is it called? What's our
thing? Death planet?
Death planet. Before the death planet crashes into the actual planet, destroying the greatest weapon of the Darkness Alliance. They've gotten to the escape pods, and now that Garvis has learned that the rebels are not worth saving, he is trying to join them when he runs into Jimothy in the hallway. Jimothy, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Jimothy, why are you talking like that? This is very serious. Do you not see the red alert sirens?
Well, yeah, I was just trying to light the mood. I'm sorry.
Jimothy, I will say, yeah. In the time that I have known you, you were never cruel like your brother, Jeffamy.
Oh, thanks.
And I believe you to be an excellent human being. Well, I say that I'm not a non-robot. I know you are a turtle. I meant that, I guess, metaphorically.
Hey, hands off to you for not seeing race, buddy. Pretty cool.
I am making my way to the escape pods now to join Matt and Rai.
This giant 10-story tall Shumba appears from the basically main sort of mall area that has completely been emptied out.
Jimothy?
Jet engine just sort of bristles going towards you.
Jimothy, we need to run right now. We need to get to the escape pods.
All right, let's do it.
And you see, before you actually use some like smaller ones, you sort of go up against your shin and just sort of bounce off.
All right. I immediately turtle. So Jimothy shells up just like he did. It's cool when people try to steal his lunch money. It works every time. Fun fact, turtle shells are indestructible.
Neither fun nor true.
I'm going to still leave that. Hey.
Jimothy, what are you doing? We need to get to the escape pod.
Oh yeah, I'm having a panic attack. I'd say it's one of the three ones I have.
Inside the shell, just sort of echoes.
Jimothy, this is not the time. We need to make it to the escape pod.
What's that throw you?
I find that when I shell up completely still, people usually just leave me alone.
I can't hear what you're saying, Jimothy. Jimothy, you want me to throw you?
Yep. And I want you to take that command, throw me, and translate that into anything you think it means. So I don't, this is all up to you. But whatever choice you make, you are morally responsible for it with my shell, which is indestructible, so I'm not that worried about it. But.
Jimothy, yeah. I am astonished by your level of sacrifice.
I'm very close to you. And,
Jimothy. Jimothy, you will be sorely missed. Your noble sacrifice will not be forgotten. And Garvis picks up Jimothy and chucks him at the giant Shumba.
Yeah, he sort of, basically the shell sort of gets sucked in and sort of in the rotation with inside it. And the only thing you hear from Jimothy after that is just a cracking of a shell in half.
Jimothy, that's scientifically impossible. I don't know. Yeah.
We cut to the escape pods are, and they just sort of see this happen on the camera. Matt and Colton do. And it just looks like Eli just murdered David.
Isn't that exactly what happened? I don't think it looks like that.
So yeah, Matt and Colton, that's what you see.
Oh my goodness. I knew Garvis was a bad dude, but did you see that? He just threw Jimothy into the abyss.
Yeah, you see just two halves of the shell just going to get spat back out at Garvis as he sort of wheels away around.
Oh my god. Well, then there's no need to wait for that murderer. Let's get on the escape pod, says Matt, the radar technician, with arms full of Wendy's food that they stopped to get on the way.
Oh my god. On the escape pod.
Space Wendy's, sorry.
Copyright.
Copyright.
I don't know how Wendy's gonna feel about that one, Matt.
We're gonna get sued by Wendy's.
Okay, and as you get out, just the sort of space cover, just the Spaceballs theme, but it's a space cover, so to avoid copyright.
So it's a Spaceballs song.
Spaceballs. It's a Spaceballs.
About a ball space up balls. This space.
Meet the Spaceballs. All right, I'll narrate what happened. So, Matt the radar technician and Y watch what they believe to be Garvis murdering Jimothy in cold blood on his way to the escape pod. And so they, of course, as Matt said, they eject the escape pod before Garvis can make it there in time. And the escape pod launches away from the death planet, and they watch from the escape pod as the death planet careens down onto the uninhabited planet below in a massive explosion. And just like that, the greatest weapon of the Darkness Alliance has been destroyed.
All right. And scene?
Scene.
All right, great. Now we now Matt, you can do scene now, bud.
We might want to hit David up with a black die because he is dead.
No, you got the black die. You got shunned by the group.
All right, that's interesting. All right, Matt, we'll go ahead and start the scene. I'm down.
All right, so we start the scene with Matt, the radar technician, the Hoot, and Y in an escape pod, just munching on the Wendy's that they brought.
Space Wendy's.
Yeah, the Space Wendy's, thank you.
Jeez, Matt, that was a close one.
I was close. Sorry, actual Wendy.
The lawyers have stayed up one last time.
I was this close to calling Wendy herself.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're just munching on this food. Matt, because he needs food, because he's an organic thing, and Y, just to kind of fit in, he's got like a sort of mechanical mouth and like a sort of stomach where it can like go, and then he'll just like open up his stomach and get rid of it later.
That he's just sort of turning to ash. That's all getting into the air of the. It's not good.
It's like a supplementary power system where it just kind of he just kind of like burns some stuff in there, and it gives him a little bit more power, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so we're just sitting in silence because we're not really sure. We don't really have anything to say to each other since we just witnessed the planet crash down into it. Just kind of a couple comments like, oh, that was a big explosion, that sort of thing. But mostly just kind of awkward silence. And then the escape pod gets a call on the communication system. Well, and I guess we should answer it.
On the screen says Garvis.
Oh, no, you picked it up. Oh.
It is me.
I don't know how
Garvis. I have survived the crash. Why did you leave me on the death planet?
And we hang up. Click.
Before you hang up, you hear, why you Gen 2 piece of trash? Click.
And then you see the sort of screen next to it as sort of like chat screen as the server turns back on. It's like, no one betrays my Garvis. And you see the sort of ship routing thing sort of turn around and sort of slowly arc back towards the planet. No one hurts my side piece.
Oh, wait. Oh no.
No. Try and get into the computer and turn us away from the planet. Why?
You are the only droid that can't turn me on. And he sort of turns, turns off.
I start frantically like working on the controls, but it's no use. I can't get in.
Yeah, you actually quicken it. It's actually just sort of light, sort of go like hyperspeed into the planet. And then just a
and down the
into the planet,
and the escape pod crashes into the planet, which has become a wasteland from the impact of the space station.
Which started out as Mad Max, and now it's just Mad Max with more metal.
Exactly. It's like
Mad Max
planet at the beginning of the seventh Star
it's
Wars.
It's like Power Rangers RPD.
God,
is that the scene?
And that's the scene.
Excellent. Now to close out the act, we cut back to David, Jimothy, if you will.
Well, I guess I think I need me a new shell.
All right, so I just came out of this crash, shell cracked. I'm definitely...
Yeah, the Shoomba is just completely naked. Torn in half as, like, this sort of... It's just sort of completely torn in half. Just a lot of sort of oil viscera.
To take the lines of that guy from the Avengers movie, came down big green and buck-ass nude.
And right next to them, we pan just to the left as we see this sort of turtle with his sort of privates are sort of peacefully covered up with the oil. So it's not completely obscene.
It's a lot colder here. Okay. I'm missing the temperature control that was on the ship. Well, all I can say is that I've been lied to about the whole shell durability my whole life. But overall, it probably saved my life, so I wouldn't say that's too bad. Garvis, that was a real dick move, buddy.
You see Garvis just in the wreckage, just like with like a slight little beam under him. But you see, this is the first time Garvis is like on his side, so he just can't get up. He's not making it up.
My one wheel is just sort of flapping around the ground, and my dome is like cracked, and there are chunks missing from the glass encasing. Jimothy, you told me to throw you.
I know I gave you a lot of options there, but I was hoping you wouldn't pick the sacrifice Jimothy option.
I assumed you wished for a noble sacrifice of me throwing you at the Shoomba. Is that not why you said throw me?
I want you to look at me right now. Look at this hairless, naked body and tell me if
I do not I do not want to look at you right now.
Strikes the chord noble when you see it.
Jimothy, I am glad you survived.
Yeah, I bet you are, jerk. Being a good person, I will help you get up, Garvis.
When I lean over,
my naked thigh brushes up against his face on accident.
No, your naked thigh has brushed up against my face. It is uncomfortable.
Well, good. Maybe next time you'll think more about your actions. So, we're stuck on this planet. And as you can see, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I'm naked. How are we going to get off?
Well, I do not know. I hailed the escape pod.
At light speed, escape pod just blasts into the planet.
I hailed the escape pod. It appears they may have come to rescue us. Ooh. Do we want to end the scene with us walking off into the distance towards the escape pod?
Yeah, but first I get on your shoulders. You have to carry me? Is my lead injured from the crash?
Just sitting on top of just broken glass.
One second, I just got to adjust here. Okay, we're good.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's the scene. Okay.
Scene.
Excellent. All right. Now we get to figure out, since the act is done, our story is finished, we get to do some epilogues for all of our characters.
Well, hold on. Are we leaving it open for a sequel, though? We might want to skip out on epilogues. We're all now straight on this planet.
Well, yeah. Everyone has an epilogue. That's a big part of the game for the sequels. That's how we do it. We got to franchise out, baby. We got to get these epilogues going. Post credits.
Oh, this is post credit stuff? Okay.
Yeah. All right. So.
All right. Well, none of us can die in these things. Then we want the sequel. I don't want to die and not be in the sequel.
For sure. All right.
So I just asked us to listen to us.
We'll see what you guys roll. So basically, so throughout the scenes, success or failures and fiascos. Basically, it depends on how the sort of epilogues works is that we all have basically a post the problem table within the. Original fiasco book, if we can. But then, sort of fiasco rules. We just have to roll some dice, and then we'll go through the rules right when we get back. I have actual D6s in front of me, so yeah, if you guys could just get ready to get that rolling, I'll just sort of roll for you guys as an opposing. Remember your opposing ones on the screen. So yeah, I'll roll for mine first. I have two black, so hopefully I can get something good. That is a 1 and a 4, so that's a black 5. So on the table, you can see a black 5 is rough. You are getting whipped like a rented mule. For starters, and you will remember this episode of all your diminished day, for all your diminished days, the lesson you learn will be profound, lingering, and painful. So yeah, that'll be my aftermath. And for David's aftermath, which has two white die, so should be easy to go well for him. So David, you have a 2 and a 6, so you can actually add those together for a 7. No, wait, 2 and a 6, that's 8, actually. So yeah, nothing to write home about. All right, you ended up pretty well, because you weren't too ambitious. All right, we'll go for the mat next. So you have a black and a white. This is an issue. You have to subtract them from each other.
Wait, do you have to, though? I'm looking at the stuff, and it's black. Don't you choose whichever one?
Nope, you have to roll both of them and subtract them from each other if they're, you know, different ones.
Black high or white? Really?
Okay, so Matt, I got a 3 and a 1, so that's a 2 for you. Do you want it to be 2 white or 2 black?
Let's go 2 white.
Okay, so that's physical damage, so, you know. No, white is mental damage, black is physical damage.
Oh, let's go black then.
Ooh, okay. You have a 2 for black, brutal. Wounds that will never heal for starters, stuff sawed off, blown off, or burned off. On your way to a grand ignominious failure. Kiss whatever you care about goodbye. You may die, but you may not. All right, and then Eli, black and a white. All right, ooh, a 1 and a 4. That's gonna be a 3. What do you want? Black or white?
Let's see. Black is physical, you said?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do black because I'm a pretty banged up after that crash.
All right, a 3 harsh.
Harsh.
Shit in the bag harsh. A lifetime of medication harsh. A big black cloud of hurt is gonna rain all over you. The things you need happen are not going to. Simple as that. And then we'll end with Colton, which has 2 whites, so maybe this will end up well for him. That is 2-4, so an 8 for... So yeah, nothing to write home about, same as David. All right, so I ended up with a 2, I think. Yeah, no, I ended up with a... Did I end up with a 5? I ended up with a 5, actually.
Which is odd, because your character did die in the beginning of the second act.
Hey, 2 failures, baby. I didn't die. I just sort of landed on my shell.
Oh, that's right. No, you're right. You did lie. You did not. Okay,
I guess we got to start off with my scene again. So for my epilogue, sort of credits roll with the sound of, I don't know, everybody wants to, sorry, space, everybody wants to rule the world. And,
man, I love
space world.
Basically, unlike his sort of coveted position of being just a sort of brutal, insane, sort of vigilante mall security officer, he has gotten a lot of therapy, which he's not a fan of, and he sort of shunned the more violent part of Jeff and me, sort of shunned the more violent part of him. And he is now just a regular supervisor on basically the new sort of battle planets. So nobody's been allowed to leave. To his knowledge, it's been very hard. The sort of Lord Dumicus has sort of anointed him sort of main supervisor of just sort of his logistics within everything. So yeah, it's basically just a very boring just sort of office job, except the office floor is just like the dirt, and it's just people in leather just doing a lot of accounting and like making sure everybody's like getting their sort of like, you know, gasoline, you know, gas guzzlers, making sure the each car has the same amount of spikes on each other wheels. Just a lot of really monotonous stuff, and he's just sort of stuck in this sort of dead end job. Not really being as impactful as he was, just sort of passive aggressively telling people that he just, you know, that he's not what he used to be. Insane. I love it. Okay, so we'll cut to Matt's one, because he got
mine is physical damage, and
yeah.
So the pod crashes down into the surface, flinging Matt, the radar technician, the Hoot, just flying out into the desert. And luckily he survives due to the added layers of fat from years of sentience and Space Wendy's food. But he has still been bludgeoned, and he's got some cracked bones, and he's bruised, and he's just in a bad way. And the scene just ends with him laying in the middle of the desert, just kind of just lying there barely conscious, looking just up
really
in the sky.
Just a really heavy sigh.
Yeah, and just kind of like vaguely saying to himself, oh, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Very artful, Matt. Very artful.
Yeah, so we'll cut back to David's epilogue. What is Jimothy up to?
So to be clear, I have not physical damage, but
mental damage. Mental eight. Yeah,
but not very much. You're doing pretty fine all in all.
But it's not too hard. All right, I realize when we approach the pod that I'm very uncomfortable with my naked body because I've actually never seen it before. And I immediately so I'm really aware of that. And so I frankly start looking for something to cover my body with as I may or may not be a low-key never nude.
Oh, no.
Is that it? You just find like a little space wind bag and just...
I just hop off of guards the shoulders. And I just, I'm looking around for some tarp or something. So just... Cover that junk up.
Yeah, you just get like some Mad Max leather on and just ahead of the curve.
There you go.
As Jimothy always is.
That's right.
Excellent. I'm okay going last if you want to go, Colton.
Yeah, I'm down to go. I was thinking mine might tie into David's a little bit, so that works.
Perfect.
Nice.
Oh boy.
Harrison, did you want to like introduce? Sorry for the cut.
True. You're thinking I could just leave that in. You know, this is all in. This is the epilogue. This is casual. Go for it.
Okay. So Y crawls out of the rubble from the pod, thinking to himself, "Oh, I survived." Oh. And after a few moments, just pausing. And pretending to breathe as he doesn't actually breathe oxygen, he turns and sees Jimothy's naked turtle body while he's searching for something to cover himself with. And Y begins to twitch and somewhat malfunction and error. And then Y reboots and falls on his face. No damage. Reboots, but just reboots and kind of bugs out a bit.
Yeah, and we'll find out next. We might find out someday. Now that's what I call post credits. And we'll end on Eli. What has happened to Garvis?
So Garvis got pretty torn up in the fall. So his dome is completely cracked. His brain is pretty exposed to the elements, which is bad on this desert island they've crashed into. After the story ended, he and Garvis and Jimothy made their way to the escape pod and met back up with Matt and Y. But Garvis was pretty dang beat up. There's chunks taken out of him. His wheel is starting to his wheel's kind of bent up. So every time every foot as he's moving, he sort of like goes bump 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 because his wheel's all misshapen now. Basically over the course of the next few weeks, we're trying to survive in the hull of the escape pod that's crashed. You know. Going out and trying to get food for the sentient people and power for us. And one day, as we're in our little encampment on the horizon, we see Jeffamy pilot out in the distance. We see a cloud of dust, and at the base of that cloud, a bunch of spiked out cars, and the one in the front being driven by Jeffamy coming straight towards our camp. Fade to black.
Great.
The crew will return in something two.
In Hoot Electric 2, Blue. A star story.
Hoot 2.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Thank you to Walt and Disney's head for giving us the rights for a Star Wars reboot, the Star franchise. We'll be very well accepted, I'm sure. Happy, Revenge of the Fifth. Because you know, this is going to be a two-parter episode. Thanks for returning on Return of the Sixth.
Honestly, that works about just as well.
Rise of Six Walker.
Rise. Oh.
The worst one.
As we always say, keep your game holes stuffed.
Keep that star hole full on. Keep those fiasco hole full. Folks. Perfectly. Holes, by the way, I forgot to say that.
It's a frictionless ending, folks.
Yeah, just get the fuck out of here, guys. We're working on our D&E podcast. Get lost.